Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Talking about what has been happening to Jay Noon and his family. They've been targeted by the thugs over at what's called in New Hampshire, DCYF, Division of Children, Youth, and Families. This is a group of people that makes it a habit of kidnapping people, peaceful people's family or their family members, their kids from them. And doing so on the flimsiest of circumstances, and in many cases, then putting those kids in even more dangerous situations than what they might have been facing at home, like shoving them in this youth detention center, the Sununu, I think, detention center or whatever it was called, where there have been multiple, apparently, rapes or abuses, violence.
Like 150 people are claiming they've been raped. Last year, the legislature put $100 million in a bank account, essentially, or some like escrow to settle this, and what is it? There's a
They want to settle these rather than go to court.
They're like,
and be found liable.
You got raped once, we'll give you $50,000. You got raped twice, we'll give you another couple grand on top of it.
Right. Even though in theory you could get a much bigger payout if you won an actual lawsuit against these people, but they want to make it seem like, oh yeah, you just sign this form, we'll cut you a check, and it'll all be over.
Do you know what Footloose's YouTube page is called?
Absolute Defiance.
So on there, he interviews a guy. It was about a year ago, and the guy talks about how he was raped multiple times, how Hazelton's a lady's name. She's like the director or some. I don't know what her position is in DCYF, but that was his like social worker back in when he was in the Sununu house or the detention center or whatever they call it, the child youth detention center. And she was well aware of it, he's claiming. And Footloose actually got a call from some state trooper saying, you have to take this down immediately, threatening him and stuff when he put this up. But there's a, it's like an hour-long interview, I guess, what'd you say, Absolute Defiance?
Absolute Defiance, that's his channel.
And you could, and this guy, you know, talks about basically how he got raped and multiple times again and again.
And they did nothing.
They just kept covering up for each other. This is what happens, you know, I call
that these, is just so evil.
It is so easy, but this is what happens when you allow people to just get away with murder. Get away with rape, get away with molest, all this stuff, all these crimes that state employees can get away with because
they're literally a criminal gang. I mean, they're literally a criminal enterprise. They use violence and the threat of violence to extort money from people. They call it property taxes. If you don't pay them, they'll steal your home from you, which you found out how that works in Massachusetts because they did it to you. And so you have to pay into this criminal enterprise. They can arrest anybody they want, which is really just a kidnapping, and they can hold that person for ransom. It's called bail money. They can hold that person in their cages as long as they want to, you know, just bring more charges, concoct charges against their political enemies. We're seeing it happen, of course, with Donald Trump at the national level at this point. I mean, all of the facade has been wiped away, I think, in a lot of ways from the state. Of course, people still believe that they can turn it around or elect good people or whatever, and it's like it doesn't matter if you elect good people. The bureaucrats are entrenched. They're not going anywhere unless you can completely abolish this stuff.
Yeah, the only thing we can really do at this point is to raise Generation Next to not need them, to not want them, to not support them, to stop paying these taxes, to just reject them, to opt out. It starts with not even allowing the state to put any of your child's biological data on their paperwork on their paper in their paperwork world.
Mm-hmm. So, well, yeah, if they don't know the kid exists, then they can't really go after it.
Right. Oh, so, you know, what this particular thing is going to do the next time I have a we have a situation with these guys is, so they have
you're talking about a letter that you've received.
Right.
Listeners just tuning in, you got a letter from DCYF saying that they're essentially certifying your wife as a child in danger or child neglecter.
Yeah, they say that she's they're finding, it's a notice of finding, yeah.
Okay.
Neglect. And they have an assessment number here, and they've done an assessment, it sounds like, and I'm very curious to see if they've gotten money from the federal government from doing this assessment, because what I can tell is they haven't done the assessment, so I wonder what kind
you
of
should ask that at the hearing.
There's going to be a lot of questions asked at the hearing, and probably going to be some questions asked potentially by maybe some state representatives. I'd like to bring some state representatives right into that hearing. And
yeah, that would be interesting. It does mention, I don't think we've gotten to this part of the letter yet, but there is a hearing that you can request. Now, as I understand it, this is just an administrative hearing. You're just going to be in there with some DCYF bureaucrat. I mean, it's not going to be fair in any way, shape, or form. They're going to be walking into this hearing with the result or whatever already in mind. They know what they're going to do. They're going to find that their bureaucrats did the right thing. Nothing you say, nothing you present is going to reverse this. It's just a show hearing, essentially. Yep. And if I recall correctly, they only have to reach preponderance of the evidence as far as the burden of proof, which is just like, oh, yeah, we think this is true, right?
Yeah, and this is from, let's say, a known liar. Melissa Coombs, you are a known liar. You're a scumbag.
Yeah.
You lied.
And they're going to have her say things.
And I'm going to try to put you in jail, Melissa.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what has to happen.
Good luck.
We have to do something to these evil people.
Mm-hmm.
They're
not going to put themselves in jail.
No. So, we have to put major pressure on them at all points. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is, it's probably timely that Sound of Freedom is coming out, you know, for me.
This is the movie?
This movie, just basically explaining the sex child trafficking. And, you know, most of the domestic sex child trafficking, the children are trafficked right out of the Child Protective Services.
Do they actually say that in the movie?
I don't know if they say it. I haven't watched the movie. I don't want to go watch the movie. It's just going to make me sick.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand what's going on. You know, I understand the gist of it. And yes, the most children that are sexually trafficked in the United States is a direct result of they were in the CPS system.
Yeah, it's a pipeline, right?
Yeah, it is a pipeline. And CPS is also the pipeline for, they called it the teens to prison, there was these judges in Pennsylvania who were getting kickbacks by sending kids basically to juvenile hall, back about 10, 15 years ago.
I remember that.
And a bunch of them went to jail, and there was all kinds of stuff about it. But anyways, what this is a setup for, when my kid turns 6 years old and they're going to be like, hey, how come you haven't put them in school yet?
You're not obligated to.
And well, there's some RSA that they cannot find any evidence, first off, that an RSA applies to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop, a police officer should know that cop that testified in that trial, he shouldn't be a cop because he has no evidence that the law that these codes apply to anybody. But he believes they do.
Mm.
But has no evidence.
That's just a religion.
And this is all going to be part of the complaint, too. These state representatives are going to have to do some work, especially these Liberty state representatives, because I'm going to be like, hey, guys, let's do something about this. Make some serious noise.
Now's the time to start talking to them about it before this hearing even happens.
Oh, yes.
Because the state reps have, I believe, a week-long, maybe two-week-long period at most in September. And I think it's like the earlier part of September to put in the bills that will come up in 2024. So if you want them to do something, the best way to do it here in New Hampshire, for listeners that don't know, we have 400 state representatives. It is the largest representative body in, like, I think the third largest in the entire Western world or something like that. And it's just for one state.
Yep.
So it's, I think, an average of 3,000 to 3,500 people per state rep. These are people you can actually connect with. They're people in many cases that you know. In the Liberty movement, we have dozens of quote-unquote Liberty reps, some more so than others. But regardless, a lot of them are going to be interested in this particular issue. But now's the time to start calling them and talking to them about what the options are I mean, obviously the best option would be to completely abolish DCYF. How well that will go, I don't know. It's always interesting to take something that's a principled stand. Now, it's hard to find state reps who are willing to do this, but Matt Santanastasso, who was the number one highest rated state rep in the last 2 years, he's gotten a 100% score from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and they just came out with their results for this year. They've just been published, and Matt got another 100%. He's at the top of the list. He's willing to actually put forward principled legislation. There's not a whole lot of the Liberty reps that are willing to do this, and that's sadly because of the whole my political capital excuse. Well, we can't propose to abolish DCYF because people won't take it seriously, blah, blah, blah. They have all their excuses for this. But somebody like Matt, he's willing to do it because he's not worried about getting reelected. He's not worried about what the other state reps will think. That's why he put in a bill this year to abolish the entire war on drugs, just to strike the entire drug prohibition statutes, the whole criminal statutes for drugs, just to wipe it out entirely. And I was really pleased that 70 state reps voted for that. There was a roll call vote on that, and 70 reps, 35 Democrats and 35 Republicans, voted to end the entire war on drugs. Because you don't know. You don't know what the results are going to be until you actually put out the principled legislation that does exactly what you want it to do, which is hard to get. It's hard to have that happen, because once you submit legislation, then any other legislator can get in and propose an amendment to it. But this one actually made it to the floor without being amended, and that's because they didn't take it seriously. They didn't think it was going to pass, so we actually got to see how the full state reps, I mean, 70 reps is not quite 20, you know, it's what, 20% or something like that? That's not bad. So what would happen if somebody put forward a bill to completely abolish DCYF? Look, if kids are being beaten and abused, let the police go and deal with that or whatever, right? Like arrest somebody, charge them with abuse if that's what's going on. Why do you need an entire bureaucracy of these educated derelicts or whatever you want to call them, these people, these bureaucrats that are just collecting $100,000 salaries to ruin families' lives? Yeah, why is that necessary?
Because it's a parasitic system, and it has to keep growing and growing and growing. I can't wait to get to particulars of this maximizing revenue for DCYF course that has been being taught over at Granite State University.
Mm.
That's pretty interesting. J.R. Hole did a whole presentation on it. I haven't seen the presentation yet.
Wow, I didn't realize when you referenced that earlier that it was a real thing. I thought you were just making a joke.
No, it's an actual legit thing.
Wow.
Yes. J.R. Hole you know, told me a bit about it. They have a thing here that says you have a right to appeal DCYF decision at an administrative hearing if you dispute the finding. At the hearing, DCYF will present evidence to support the finding of child abuse and or neglect. You may present evidence that you did not abuse or neglect your minor children. You may have a lawyer or other persons assist you or represent you at the hearing. That's cool. I could have other people there, right?
Yep, sounds like it.
A DHHS hearings officer will be someone who has no prior involvement with your case.
Sure.
And it will make an independent determination as to whether your name should be added to the central registry based on DCYF's finding that you abused and or neglected.
How is it independent when they work for the same bureaucracy as the people who are coming at you?
Right. It's not independent.
It's not.
It's a conflict of interest. And, you know, this...
before you go on, so let's say you're going to do this, because why not?
Right.
Why not go ahead and, you know, see what their stupid evidence is, get them on the record, get them on video, actually put this, shine some light on this procedure. But let's say they go ahead and, of course, they find you responsible or your wife guilty or whatever the bureaucracy terminology is for this. Is there a way to then appeal that to the courts? Now, I don't think they address that in this letter, but sometimes, and may not always be the case, but sometimes when there's an administrative hearing, you can actually appeal the administrative hearing to a real court. Not that will help much.
It does say after 1 year you have a right to request your name be removed from the central registry by filing a petition to expunged with the family court, circuit court division. Additional information can be found, circuit yeah. court's website, blah, blah, blah.
They may or may not have an obligation to tell you that there is a right to appeal. There may not be, right? I'm just yeah. wondering aloud whether this is a possibility, if you could go to Superior Court or something like that. So that may be an option. It'll be really interesting to see this happen because, again, a lot of the stuff that these thugs do is done in secret because when they come at a family, it's embarrassing generally, right? Like, who wants to admit that DCYF is coming into their lives? It's a
right, right.
It looks bad, right? Like, it looks like a black mark.
Yeah, a few people will get on the radio and talk about it.
Right.
And all of these things are sealed because it's children and it's minors.
Mm-hmm.
So this is why nobody can investigate them. This is why... Mm-hmm. So California is, like, the most diabolical, evil state when it comes to child protective services. The amount of children that just go missing in DCYF custody is... thousands.
Wow.
Thousands in California. There's a documentary called Save the Babies. That's a documentary people should watch. In fact, that's a documentary that these social workers mm-hmm. need to watch. All these state representatives need to watch. In fact, I am going to talk with a filmmaker about making a documentary exactly about my case and what's going on here. Because... you know, I've actually
documented. I mean, there's
I've
actual
documented
video,
everything.
Right? Every time these bureaucrats show up, you pull out a video camera and you get it on the record. And that's why I wanted to focus on was that that's what makes your case so different. Besides the fact there's no abuse or anything like that going on here, obviously, but you have the wherewithal and the knowledge as an activist to know that when bureaucrats show up, it's not just the cops. Like, we were talking with David Hathaway, the sheriff down in Arizona at the border, about dealing with police at pullovers and border patrol and the sneaky tricks that they try to pull. And we talked about getting that on video. That seems obvious, right? Like, that's something you want to do. It may seem not as obvious that when other bureaucrats show up in your life, whether they be a building inspector or a DCYF or whoever it is we're talking about, they want to try to ruin your life, you should get it on video. And there's no reason not to. I understand people will say, well, if I upset them, then they'll come at me even harder. Well,
Being a simp.
Yeah,
be
I suppose
man.
That's possible. But the benefit of doing this beyond the positivity or the benefit of being a man and standing up for yourself and feeling, you know, what that feels like to actually say no and not be a little bitch and just go along with whatever it is that they want you to do, to stand on your rights and shine light on what these people are doing is so valuable. Now, it's valuable in a different way. It's not like a bunch of people are going to necessarily give you a bunch of money, which would be nice, like to put up a fundraiser and actually get some support. I think the story would have to get out a little wider than it currently is in order for that to happen. But,
well, if anybody does want to support me, there's a way you could do it.
How's that?
You could go to my website, jaynoon.com. That's jaynoone.com. And
some crypto links.
And I have down at the bottom of the page, it goes to my, you know, Man Camp donation, but yep. There's some crypto links there that'll show up on my wallet. You could
cool.
You could throw me some coin. I gotta update that page. I need to come up I need some help with that. I don't really have a problem. Is a bunch of my buddies that are into website stuff, they all work like 100 hours a week anyways.
Yeah, it's hard to find good help because they're always busy.
Right.
If they're good. I mean, that's the same thing with your business when you're, you know, doing construction or whatever. It's hard to hire Jay because everybody wants to hire him. But the point is, if you ever want to get big with a story, you got to have something to show people. And you've got video, and that makes a huge difference. You've been documenting this thing the whole way. So we documented the court trial. That video's up. You documented when the bureaucrats showed up at your house and you refused to let them search or let them in or talk to them or whatever. You've documented all that stuff, and you're going to document this administrative hearing. And they better let you, because it should be a public hearing if you're allowed to bring people to it. Any kind of hearing you have. I know that with the DMV, they had an administrative hearing with regards to one of my cases a while back. I actually had Mark Stevens kind of quote unquote represent me in that case, and the administrative tribunal guy, the not a judge, right, but bureaucrat, the head boss or whoever it was that was running this hearing, got so mad at Mark Stevens, he hung up the phone on him and disconnected.
He denied Mark you a Stevens. Fair and meaningful hearing.
Well, of course. But so it'll be interesting to see how this one goes. They did allow that to be recorded, so it shouldn't be any issue to have camera in there and pack that place.
Right, right.
Which
yeah.
never happens, right? Like, this doesn't happen to these bureaucrats. If anybody ever has one of these hearings, they're probably just there all by themselves, maybe with their husband or wife, maybe with a lawyer, and that's it. Maybe mom and dad show up, right? But that's going to be like as far as it goes. The times that these people have ever had a packed hearing, I bet they can count on one hand if they even get to one.
Right. Right. Yeah, I'd be... It's going to be interesting, and you know, I just don't understand how incompetent these people are to literally send a letter like this to me, sign it after they've been called out as perjurers and liars in an affidavit in a courtroom. You know, like I said, I read the affidavit of the chief of police, Matthew French, on the air here. It's on my YouTube page. And it's filed in the family court in Hillsborough, New Hampshire. And so back to those courts, everything's sealed. So if you're a predator and you wanna rape children, or you have a marketplace to send children, or you maybe have a market, maybe somehow you have an interest in an above board. It could be anything. So you could be like harvesting them for sex and then their organs, or you could just be have a adoption agency. Or have an interest in an adoptions agency to adopt kids. And, you know, let's say, you know, you want to pursue this because this is what you want to do, because there are sick and demented people. We have sociopaths. So some of the numbers I have heard are 3 to 5%, but let's just say 1% of the population is a sociopath, right? You know, so how many people is that in New Hampshire? 150,000, because there's 1.5 million people here, right?
No, it'd be 15,000, wouldn't it?
1% of 1.5 million? So 10% would be 150, I guess. Yeah. So 15,000, right? Yeah. I don't know how many people work here, but
they probably all work for the government.
Right. So the thing is, if you're a predator and you're a child predator, and you know, we know children are extremely valuable. We see that people are, you know, are assassinated, executed. We see that tons of money is put into this system. You know, what was it worth to Jeffrey Epstein to get some politician, you know, raping a young child, for example, on video, right? So this is how valuable the exploitation of children is to the black market. So if you want to get into some of this value and harvest some of this value in children, just go get involved in DCYF. Become a social worker. You enjoy qualified immunity. Mm-hmm. With all of these lawsuits that you're going to find where in New Hampshire, DCYF settlements that you'll find on the internet, on
your
search,
state, just search for your
whatever,
state.
You're going to see that every one of them has a non-disclosure with it, where the people who are paid a settlement can't talk about
it. Quiet down.
That's why they're given so much money, and the taxpayers foot the bill. It's business as usual for irresponsible, parasites. Now
we got more coming up here. If you want to join the show, you're welcome to jump in. The number 603-283-6160. Of course, you can bring up anything you want, or weigh in on the department or division of children, youth, families, whatever they call it in your area. You can join the show here on Free Talk Live.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25% plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You USA News update. CDC data shows suicide rates spiked in 2022, with more people dying from suicide in the U.S. more than any other year on record. Nearly 50,000 people died from intentional self-harm last year. The suicide rate declined for 2 years before it spiked in 2021 and continued upward in 2022, exceeding the numbers from 2018. Meantime, President Biden's marking the one-year anniversary of the PACT Act being signed into law to benefit veterans.
PACT Act is one of the most significant laws ever signed to help veterans exposed to toxic materials and help their families recover.
VA has doled out nearly $2 billion in benefits to veterans in a year since the law was passed. It expands VA health care eligibility to veterans who served in the post-9/11 era. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Ian and Jay here in the studio tonight. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You can join our social media site. It is social.freetalklive.com. It's a Mastodon server. It's open source software that we are running on our servers. So we set the rules, and we don't have a whole lot of rules. One of them is no spamming. We don't want people spamming on our site. And then no snitching. If you see somebody saying something that you're offended by, just hit the block button, because we don't care. And if you send a report, we're going to ignore it. So head over to social.freetalklive.com, and you can interact with some of the other Free Talk Live listeners and some of the hosts there as well. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, by the way. It's digital cash. It is a cryptocurrency designed to be used for spending. Rising fees have made Bitcoin essentially useless for purchases, especially small purchases, because the Bitcoin fees, last time I looked, were like a dollar or two on, I think, the median just to do a transaction. That's what you have to pay in addition to the cost of the transaction just so you can use Bitcoin. So the average person, they're not going to use Bitcoin. They're not going to use Bitcoin to buy a cup of coffee ever at this point unless they can bring the fees down, and they have no plan to do that. Dash, on the other hand, continues to have fees that are less than 1 cent per transaction and has implemented really cool features to ensure Dash is undefeated as the most useful cryptocurrency in the marketplace. From a technical standpoint, Dash transactions are irreversible, and its network is protected from the dreaded 51% attack. By their chain locks technology, there's no need to wait for a confirmation before considering a Dash confirmation transaction complete, so it's great for merchants. Dash is one of the oldest cryptocurrencies, and it's widely available on exchanges and in multi-crypto wallets. It's easy to get. It's easy to use Dash. You can start by learning more at Dash.org, and big thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month to promote Dash on the air. You can visit Dash.org to learn about Dash. That's Dash.org. Let's go to the phones here. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I got a call back from the transit department, and from the messages, it kind of sounds like they're going to fade out the advertisement on the buses and bus stops when the contract ends. Because I you know, called the city about it, how annoying it is. And my whole point is the money that they made from all these advertisements, what do they have to show for it? How does it benefit the public? I mean, I don't feel any of it.
Well, I mean, it would benefit the public in that if there were lower cost to ride the bus. Didn't you call us a little while back and say that the buses are free?
Right, but
they
have all the same amount of
They
have the same amount of commercials and advertisement when we were paying $2 a day.
Mm-hmm.
They had the same thing going, trying to make every buck off of everybody when we had to pay. So, and then now we have
so
no.
So you
mechanics.
Want it all. You want to have to not pay and not see advertising.
Okay, wait. Okay, we were paying, and then we still had the same amount of advertising.
I understand.
This is what...
But now you're not paying, and now you don't want to have advertising either.
Right,
so
right.
So you just want the taxpayers to have to pay for the whole thing. Because you're upset because you have to look at an advertisement.
Okay, but we had advertisements, and I still have to pay $2.
I know you said that
time.
Three times now.
So what difference does it make? What's it? Okay, so
listen,
they,
Sarah,
the
I'm not here to
are
defend
they make me
Sarah.
Pay?
I'm not here to defend the government bus system. I think it's a monopoly. It's generally crap in most places because it's a monopoly. They have no real competition. And I think that what you're looking at here is you are essentially just a welfare person, and so you're essentially addicted to government welfare. You think you're entitled to it, and you're acting as an entitled person would act. You're saying, not only do I want to never have to pay to ride the bus, which you used to have to, now you don't, but you don't even want to see an advertisement while you're sitting on the bus or while you're looking at the bus or while you're sitting at the bus stop. And that means somebody has to foot the bill for you riding the bus.
I don't even think that government subsidized infrastructure should even exist to begin with.
No, I totally agree. Totally agree. But if it is going to exist, I don't blame them for wanting to sell ads on the space. Maybe that could bring the cost to taxpayers down. It probably didn't. It's probably just going into some slush fund or whatever. I mean, it's probably corrupt as hell. But maybe it could bring the price down to the taxpayers. If that's not there, then the taxpayers have to foot the bill for the entire thing. So what you're saying is, Sarah, you want the productive people of Albuquerque, where you live, to have to pay every single cent of the operating cost to get you from point A to point B.
Okay, but does it really make that much of a difference because of the money that they make from advertisement?
I have no idea.
What difference does it make?
I have no idea what they were getting from revenue, and you apparently don't either, do you?
I don't. They never tell you, but you know what? We don't
They should
have
tell you.
Mechanics.
Don't you have a Freedom of Information Act? Can't you ask questions and get answers from these bureaucrats?
All I know is they cut the routes. We were short on. We have no bus routes because they don't hire. They don't pay the bus driver. Nobody could. Nobody wants to drive a bus.
I wonder
mechanics.
Why. Why do you think no one wants to drive a bus?
I got a cousin who's a bus driver in Springfield, Massachusetts. I can tell you exactly why, but we'll let Sarah finish.
Yeah, why do you think, Sarah? Why do you think people don't want that job?
Well, I mean, they are pretty mean to the bus drivers.
Who's mean?
They don't prosecute
people that
ride the bus.
They throw rocks. Mm-hmm.
They're throwing rocks.
Wow.
Well, there was times that they don't want to get off because it's too cold. Mm-hmm. But they just throw rocks, they throw beer cans, they assaulted them, and they're mean. All this stuff.
What do all these people have in
common? My whole point is the money that they get from the advertisement, what does it do for the bus riders? What has it done for me? Okay?
It's all about you, isn't it, Sarah? What were you going to say, Jay?
So, Sarah, I got a question. You talked about these people who basically harass and antagonate. Basically, the reason the bus drivers don't want to have this job, would you say that these people are working class people or are they welfare recipients?
You know, I think they're, you know, they have a lot of emotional anger problems. You know, they're mad about their
abuse. Can you answer the question?
I don't know. Maybe they're all working. Maybe they're homeless. I really don't know. I don't think it's the working people that are doing the job acting like this.
I agree
with you.
They
definitely have a mentally ill homeless people or something.
These are irresponsible people.
That's why they are homeless.
Yeah, well, they're irresponsible people who are looking to be taken care of. And when they're not taken care of, they throw a tantrum. Now, you're a little more reserved. When you are upset about something, you make phone calls, and you call the radio station, or you call the bureaucracy, and you complain about it. But these people throw rocks. That's the difference.
Well, I'm ready to go out 1 o'clock in the morning and beat up an advertisement, because I'm sick and tired of looking at it.
You're
going to
what?
Beat up an advertisement?
I'm going to beat it up and crack it like everybody else does.
So you're
going to
commit vandalism. You're going to destroy property.
Well, everybody else beats it up, you know?
So
everybody else is beating it up.
So you'll join the lowest common denominator.
Join
you're going to start throwing rocks before you know it, huh?
Well, at the advertisement, not the bus driver. They do a hard job. But I'm sick and tired of all these stupid advertisements, and I'm sick and tired of looking at it.
You have no respect
for property. The money they make doesn't make any difference
for anybody. You have no respect for property.
Now, how about this, Sarah? Let's say there was a private... you know, a private corporation that's a nonprofit that's going to start offering bus rides. And the way they pay for those bus rides is advertising. So the same way that you can enjoy YouTube as a consumer for free is because they have advertising. So, for example, you know, YouTube isn't free to run. There's servers, there's employees. It costs a lot of money to operate YouTube and make sure it works. And most of their funding comes from advertisers. So if I would really love like a nonprofit organization that didn't take any taxpayer dollars.
Yeah, sure.
That was, let's say, tax exempt. That's fine.
The problem is people like Sarah don't want to go and buy things.
And the advertising on buses is classic. We went through somewhere in
Isn't a lot of it just government stuff?
So it's like bail bonds. Call Joe's bail bond
service.
You know, got a DUI? Tucson.
That's
where I was.
Lawyers.
Tucson, Arizona last winter. And I remember that I drove by this place and there's a bunch of city buses parked there, and there's all this like bail bonds, DUIs.
Yep. The kind of people who can make money off of
pawn shop at so and so. We give you the best price for, you know, blah, blah. Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah, for the call tonight. Let's continue here. We got Rob in Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jay. Go ahead, Rob.
Hey, thanks for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I'd like to ask Jay, you know, I've been through that hole they're trying to suck you and your family through, and, you know, I know what it did to me, but I'd like to know when does it become where it's terrorism on the state's side?
Always.
I'd say it already is. I mean, I think right from the beginning with the, when you're going to call someone, when you're going to say that the police told me that these people are anti-government, live on a compound with lookouts, and are dangerous, that's really scary. That terrified me when I heard that. In fact, I was terrified that, you know, well, first off, I was like, oh, wow, did the cops really say this to her? And then the chief of police, he's like, I didn't say this, man. You know, I was sick to my stomach when I read that. I can't believe, you know, they would say such a thing. And so, yeah, that is... absolutely terrorism. That's an excellent point.
The government meets the definition of terrorism word for word, okay? Definition from dictionary.com, the unlawful use, okay, so that's the other, that's the one escape word on it, of violence or threats to intimidate or coerce a civilian population with the goal of furthering political, social, or ideological objectives.
Yeah,
that is
exactly.
Terrorism.
Yeah,
and, that is government.
That's what's going on here. Hey, thanks for thinking of another charge to add to the stack against these terrorists.
That's absolutely
well,
true.
Government-protected terrorists, too. At
well, right. It's, that's the thing. It's not terrorism when they do it. Just like it's not murder when they kill your family members. And
right.
It's just absolutely insane. But this is what we're dealing with.
It's like what the, the prosecuting attorney down in Florida there said. On national TV, no one is above the law.
Well, that's just garbage. I mean, we know that's not true. We know that they treat themselves as above the law.
Right.
You gave an example, Jay, earlier, that these bureaucrats at DCYF, are they themselves exempt from the DCYF restrictions, from the abuse charges and such?
Right, they're exempt from child endangerment. Basically,
yeah.
Anybody. Oh, it says anybody enforcing the child endangerment code is exempt from child, if you go, I don't have it right in front of me, but you
Keene police and the bureaucrats here in Keene are exempt from the parking restrictions. I mean, they always exempt themselves from things like this. The wiretapping laws that they went after our friend Ademo Freeman from copblock.org on years ago. Guess who's exempt from wiretapping rules? The government police. I mean, so a lot of these things don't apply to them.
And if you look at, like, getting back to the culture of irresponsibility, a fine example of this is Hunter Biden.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're somebody who's raised with privilege and elitist wealth and all these connections,
sure.
What happens when you're Joe Biden's kid is a crackhead pedophile that is, you know, working for Ukrainian. I mean, these guys are literally responsible for starting World War III, 100%. And they're just able to, you know, get away with it. And it's nothing. And then, you know, at this national level, you know, they're going after Trump, who is the least worst president of my lifetime. Best I can tell. He's still a bad guy. I don't like him. They got reasons to go after Trump, you know, for his war crimes and stuff, and they'd have to.
That's not why they're going after him.
Of course,
they're
not going after him because they all commit war crimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Biden, Obama, Clinton, Bush, every one of them's committed war crimes. Right back, you know, maybe Kennedy didn't. I don't know, but they all have committed war crimes. And so, you know, and it's just this is happening at all levels of government. Local, state, federal, international governments. You know, we see the governments around the world are covering up for the Biden crime family, for example. We also see, you know, with the Sound of Freedom, governments around the world are participating in child trafficking. All these government agents and they're covering up this, you know, this sex trade industry, and they're, you know, taking away rights from people left and right. And DCYF is just, you know, famous for going after people. This is nothing new. This isn't just, you know, a recent thing. This has been going on for a long, long time. And this is what happened when you have multiple generations of state employees who enjoy these qualified immunity, you end up with a culture. We have a subculture of people who think they can get away with, they're above the law. They literally get away with murder and all kinds of other things, and nothing happens.
Well,
and we have to put a stop to this.
They don't just think it. They know it. They know they are above the law. In fact, the Manchester Police Department actually advertised publicly when they put an ad out to hire more police officers. I think it was like a Facebook ad. They said that one of the job perks was qualified immunity. Like, it's right out there on Front Street that they know that they can get away with actually harming people. They know they can get away with destroying people's rights. And it's a perk.
And with respect to qualified immunity, if there's a police officer listening to this right now, anywhere in the world, you probably get qualified immunity.
Mm-hmm.
If you like your qualified immunity, the way you're going to lose it, the foot in the door for qualified immunity to disappear, is going to be DCYF.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the way to go after qualified immunity, because all parents hate DCYF. When I held the sign when I was running for state rep last year in Henniker in front of the voting thing, I held a sign that said abolish DCYF. I had just people after people just coming up to me, oh, yeah, DCYF is horrible. DCYF is this.
Well, then those state reps need to put in a bill and actually try to abolish it, not just piddle around with reform efforts and investigating and, well, we need a task force. No, they just need to put a bill in to just wipe it out.
And when you have a number of roughly $300 million, best I can tell. Now, I'm not an accountant, and I'm only going by information that, you know, I can find. I'm a farmer. Mm-hmm. But basically, it's $300 million is what it looks like that the New Hampshire taxpayers have paid out just to settle DCYF settlements in the past decade, the past 10 years.
That's a liability is what it is.
How much is that per Granite Stater?
I don't know.
You know, that's a lot of money. I didn't do the math yet. I don't have a calculator in front of me. But, you know, $300 million in little New Hampshire, like, California, it's huge. Mm-hmm. It's in the billions. It's absolutely insane. But this is happening everywhere, and it's influenced by the federal government. This is another reason we need to get out of the thumb of the federal government.
Absolutely.
You know, these federal agencies they're creating the problem. So the most of the reasons that DCYF like gets into people's lives, the most of the people who are like bad people that like give DCYF like a reason to exist because they're actually neglecting their children is because they're on drugs. It's because they're abusing drugs, and the drug they're abusing is opiates.
By the way, Rob, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
And
you're saying if there was no war on drugs, then...
Well, so you got the war on drugs, but the other thing is all these... So these examples of people who I would say is a legitimate case for DCYF to exist, like, you know, the mom who's a single mom with, you know, four kids from six different dads, that, you know, is a heroin addict or a fentanyl addict or whatever... their income flow is welfare.
Mm-hmm.
It is welfare. There is actually a case of a woman who died. I shouldn't laugh about this. This is not funny, but she died of an overdose. And somebody involved with this gets a call from the IRS stating that she cashed her income tax check. And
after death,
mm-hmm. and she's a welfare recipient mm-hmm. and a heroin addict, and this guy works in actually the legal system. This guy telling me about this, he's one of the guys I'm talking to, you know, in this, and he's like, oh, you want to hear something? So the woman dies, and then he's part of a phone call with the IRS. They're trying to figure out who cashed her income tax mm-hmm. check, and this guy says to me, he says to the IRS agent, why would she get money from the IRS? She doesn't earn any money. She doesn't get income.
Mm-hmm.
How could this happen? And the IRS agent's like, well, she claimed these, you know, tax credits on her children.
Okay.
But the check was cashed after she died. So it was cashed by one of her junkie friends, you know, most likely.
Yeah.
But it's like, like this guy here who he's like sort of in the system and he's like, something's wrong. If you don't make income, you don't work, you're a career welfare recipient and you have multiple children with multiple dads and you get an income tax check and, you know, and she died, she overdosed and she's clearly on welfare. And so this guy, like he represents, you know, all kinds of like people with like things like this. And he was like, I think he had to, I can't say what he had to do.
I'm surprised he's surprised about this.
Well, he's just like, he's just, you know, he's just something is very wrong.
These people like, know how to work the system. I mean, we've had Sarah, who called tonight, call and tell us the intricacies of the welfare system. She knows it like the back of her hand because that is essentially her business. She has full time to learn how to maximize her welfare because she has nothing else to do. I want to go to the phones here. Chad is on the line in Michigan. Chad, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Jay.
Yeah, hey, how's it going? I just wanted to give a shout-out again because you guys are talking about the child trafficking to Nick Bryant and encourage everyone to read the Franklin scandal, which is all about how CPS, charitable organizations, and the U.S. government are human trafficking all the time. There's a documentary called Conspiracy of Silence that's all about it. Mm. People really need to check it out because it's tragic, and it's happening all the time, everywhere.
I grew up with a guy named Nick Bryant from Massachusetts. This wouldn't happen to be the same guy, would it? You know,
I don't know where he grew up, but I don't think so.
Okay.
I think he's currently in New York, but just Google his name. I mean, he's the guy who broke Jeffrey Epstein's black book in 2015. He's been on top of this stuff for a long time, and he's got a Patreon, and now he started a podcast, so you can check it out.
What was the movie called again? The documentary?
Conspiracy of Silence. That actually came out in the world. They tried to release it in the 90s. A British film crew came to Nebraska, where this whole thing went down, and the Discovery Channel was financing it, actually, but it got quashed before they actually could put it on the air. And then one of the producers was disgruntled, got a copy of it, and just put it on the internet for free.
Nice.
Conspiracy of Silence. Right. You can find it all over, you know, BitChute. It's probably even on YouTube. I don't know if it's been taken down from there, but
it sounds like it'll be hard to watch, but thank you for making that recommendation.
What's this guy's podcast, Nick Bryant's podcast, do you know?
It's just called the Nick Bryant Podcast.
Okay.
And he is, this guy has been crusading about this for a long time, and no one wants to listen because it's scary when you get down to it. I mean, the thing is with this Nebraska Child Trafficking Network, it was connected to a Washington, D.C. one, too. He goes all into it in the book, another book called Confessions of a D.C. Madam. He talks about how there was a gay escort service in D.C. where the guy who was running it, they tried to get him to start giving children to the politicians, and he refused.
Oh, wow.
And they came after him. He ended up going to federal prison. It's a really interesting story, but, I mean, this stuff is...
That is dark, dark, deep stuff, for sure.
Yeah, and it goes to Mount Olympus. You're talking, this goes up into the furthest reaches of the Bush administration, the Bush 1, the Reagan administration. I mean, it isn't just Joe Biden,
right? Like, this isn't just Joe Biden sniffing children. That is like the tip of the iceberg.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, the Republicans and the Democrats behind the scenes are all the same people.
Mm-hmm.
They pretend like they're fighting in public, but they're not actually fighting behind the scenes. It's professional wrestling.
Of course.
And when you, out in public. But, I mean, Joe Biden, sure. I mean, he's obviously, I mean, his own daughter was saying that he was taking creepy showers with her, and obviously the hair sniffer and stuff like that. But, I mean, these guys, this is par for the course. This is what they do at the top. Not even just at the top, from the bottom to the top. It goes all the way to Mount
Olympus. Yeah, these DCYF guys are at the lowest low levels, right? Like, and they're getting away with horrible stuff most of the time.
Yeah, and you know what, too? There are people within those organizations that go into it for the right reasons, and then they either end up getting pushed out, they'll get prosecuted themselves, they'll come after them, death threats.
Oh, I
believe you can't make it anywhere in these organizations if you're trying to actually help kids.
Thank you, Chad. Like great call. Horrible topic, but I definitely appreciate the call, and that's, of course, what we've been talking about. The movie is called Conspiracy of Silence, what he recommended. And thank you, Chad, for the call tonight. We'll see you soon here on Free Talk Live.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.